if you want somebody maybe to not wait for the potatoes are passed, you'd say, go ahead and...
Well, just help yourself.
Yeah.
So what you see?
There's potatoes. Just, okay. If you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't...
Well, I just say, well, I'm not hungry now. I don't care to eat right now. Something like that. Well,
okay. If the food has been cooked and served a second time, you say, it's what?
Well, this is just some warmed up leftovers, all I'd say.
Okay. You put the food in your mouth and you do what? You
just chew it.
Chew it. You might say, that soup was so hot I couldn't...
Well...
Something was so hot you couldn't...
I just say, well, this stuff too hot now, I got to wait till it cool.
Yeah. I can't what?
I can't eat it right now, too hot.
Yes.
It's like a man, first time ever, I remember drinking anything, I'd eat hot water bottles and things like that, plumber's bottles.
Yeah.
Me and a white friend of mine, I was working for him. We was putting up a fence over at Norfolk. And at dinner time come, he had one of these hot water, he had one of these plumber bottles near his coffee. And he poured me a cup and poured him a cup. Well, I had never, seen one. I had never seen one used before. I went to take a drink of that coffee. I went, very good, so I just let it come back. It's too hot. That was how I'd ever seen it.
So hot you couldn't?
I couldn't drink it.
Swallow?
I just couldn't swallow it. See, it's gone. It's gone in my mouth. It died as quick as I could. That's the first time I'd ever seen him took anything out of a plumber's bottle. And
yeah.
He poured me that cup of coffee that day. Oh, man, just like it was boiling off the stove.
Yeah. Now, you put your food in your mouth and you begin to...
Of course. I eat a few bites, maybe take a little something of my coffee, eat a few bites more, take a little something of my coffee.
You begin to what?
A bite of this and a bite of that, no.
You begin to what? You begin to... When you bite down, you begin to...
Chew. Yeah.
Chew. Now, if something's good and makes a good impression on your nostrils, you say to someone, just...
Oh, I just tell myself, you know one thing, this is sure is good.
Won't you just...
Sure is good.
Yeah. Won't you just, smell what? Won't you just...
Well,
what would you say to someone?
Smell it.
Won't you just...
Oh yeah, well, I just said, well, just taste it. I'll smell it more. I'll smell it more. You don't believe it's good, taste it.
Or smell it?
I'll smell it.
Smell it. Now, if you crush the cane and you boil the juice and make...
Mercy?
You crush the cane and you boil the juice and you make...
Molasses, we call it molasses, or syrup. I'm going to call it syrup, molasses, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. What else?
Well, you need that syrup molasses. Well, of course you have that stored up in buckets of kegs or something until you got ready to serve it, you know, and just take it out a little bit of syrup. That's nice.
What's the difference between syrup and molasses?
Well, I don't know none. That's just cold like that, you know. I don't know syrup and molasses. Well, I just don't know none.
You might say molasses. What?
Just syrup, that's all I know.
Molasses what?
Syrup and molasses, that's all I know. That's all I know, just